Welcome to Deanna Butcher Spirit Talk Radio. I am your host, Deanna. Thank you so much for joining me here today on this lovely, beautiful day in August. Can you believe it? It is August already. I don't know where my summer is going. So I am so happy to be back. As you guys know, it's been a very busy last few months for me. So even taking a look at here when I did my last broadcast, it's been a while. So thank you guys for tuning in. It's great to be back. And here coming into September, I'm going to have more broadcasts as my little one, he's not so little anymore. He's going to be joining his older brother, going to school this fall. So I am both excited and as a mom, knowing that I'm going to have to keep myself busy in September. So I'm happy to be doing these broadcasts and certainly getting back into my YouTube channel. And then even seeing you guys for your healing sessions and readings during the daytime hours. I'm opening that up as well. It's been crazy for me. I don't know about your summer, but it has been absolutely fabulous. And even we predicted this energy. And even as I'm sitting here right now with Spirit, we are just talking kind of back and forth about just how much everyone has grown and transitioned here so far in the beginning of this year and even coming into summer. And this transition is huge. I'm seeing it with all my lovely fellow healers and everyone who joins me on my Facebook platform and comments. I can see their transitions and how much joy they're experiencing. So it's such a beautiful thing. And even really that ties into what we're going to be talking about today. Really, I'm gathering all of the questions you guys have been sending me. A few of the previous broadcasts have sparked some questions. And then certainly those of you who come to me for readings, I get these questions all the time. So I wanted to share that with you. So I've been connecting with my spirit team. I went right to the big guns here to answer these questions for us. So some of this is going to be previously channeled information and gathered information for you. So then there will also be then my additional questions and things as we go forward with our broadcast today. But really what I was asking Spirit is, you know, what is it that our guides, angels and loved ones on the other side want us to know about our universe, about our being here, what answering our questions so that we can move forward in a really beautiful way as a collective and raise our vibrations and be happy. And so, you know, in saying that, it's again coming back to that everyone I'm connected with right now, I can see their vibrations raising and coming into a really beautiful space. And really coming through the end of 2017, and well, I can't believe I'm already saying it's already halfway through August. But you know, it's that energy that we are all experiencing together. And so I think we all have the same questions that we wanted to ask Spirit. And even Spirit had said, well, don't forget to tell them about this. They always ask me about this. So I'm letting them guide this as well. So here in a few moments, you'll hear me connect with Spirit. And doing it a little differently than what I have in previous broadcasts. Previous broadcasts have always been pre-channeled information. So for you guys today, I'm going to try and do this live for you. And well, technically, it'll be recorded for you. But for me, it's live as I'm doing this right now. I've got my system going. I'm recording right now. So I'm going to be unscripted, unedited here as we go forward. So what we'll do here is we'll get started. And as you guys know, here I am in my healing space. This is where I also do my recording. So if you guys haven't been here, I surround myself with a lot of just beautiful crystals, beautiful energy. I spend a lot of time in here with my healing tools and meditating. This is my happy space. And so I've already done that, and I've cleansed the space, and I cleanse that by saging and doing a sage ceremony and just getting myself into a relaxed state. And certainly for yourselves, you know, use these techniques for yourself when you're wanting to connect with Spirit. These are things that I know work for myself. And everyone's a little different, but this is also what I do teach for you when you come to see me and ask about how we can connect. So really what I'm doing is I'm just getting myself into just a very comforted state. and waiting for my guides to come and speak with us here today. So what I always ask for, and as you should as well when you go into any session, I'm going to say my mantra for you. And then this as well allows you to know that Spirit is connected with me and we are ready to work. So Spirit, I connect with you this evening to connect for the highest good and highest light for those listening this evening and for our highest goods. Highest light for everyone involved this evening. So we thank you for your guidance and your love and your strength, and allow this moment to be one of learning and guidance. So as I ask my questions of you, Spirit, I ask for you to share your knowledge with my listeners and those that you bring to this broadcast for their highest good and highest light. And the session is now open. So I have my spirit team here. Okay. First and foremost, what they really want us to know, guys, as I've asked my guide, I said, what is it that we need to know most? And I say we as the listeners, the collective, those of us here in the physical world, what is it that we need to know the most? And what they've said is that when you need us, we are there. You must ask us for help as we respect your free will and will not intervene unless we're asked. So you can do that. You can ask us through meditation, through prayer. You can write us a letter. And you can simply, by speaking it aloud and setting that intention, just even thinking about it, communicate with us. You may not hear us, and that's okay. A lot of times people don't hear us, but know that we hear you. We are there to love you and show you direction and guidance in everything that you do. All of your prayers are taken seriously, and we acknowledge each and every one, and as many as you ask at that time. We see you going through all of these things, my lovelies, and we want you to know that you are loved and guided in this moment. Once you begin to say your meditation and your prayer, or you simply think it out loud, wait. It takes time for us to assess if what you're asking for is for the highest good for yourself and everyone involved. It may take a moment, it may take a month, it may take a week, but you'll always see the answer. And remember that we take this time to see if it's for your highest good, because sometimes what you're asking for is not for you. Think of those unanswered prayers, the things that had we gotten our prayers answered, our lives would not be the same today. And we're happy. We hear you. We hear you say, thank God that didn't happen. Because a lot of times we hear that, we understand that what you're asking for in the moment might be out of a moment of desperation, seeking for guidance. You always find your strength, lovelies. You always do. You find your strength, you find your guidance within yourself, and you know what to do. We're always here to back you up, and that's what we do. We give you the free will. We'll always push you in the right direction and where you are yourself intending to go. So call upon us whenever you need us. Time is infinite here. It's unmeasurable. So you are never bothering us. And in fact, the more you talk to us and the more you connect, the stronger we can become for you in spirit. We're here to help you. You are helping us fulfill our life's purpose, our soul's purpose, by doing so. So that is really beautiful guidance. So I spent a moment there to thank them for their guidance. And so my guide has stepped aside. And that is so true in what they're saying. I'm just kind of taking a moment to reflect myself. It was, just saying that unanswered prayers. And you guys have heard me say this on my own anyway, about the song of Garth Brooks of Unanswered Prayers. And it's true, because sometimes we ask in that desperation, don't we? We ask and we think that that's the answer in that moment, but we realize that what we're going through in this moment is supposed to be learning, and there's something to learn from that. And maybe where we think we're supposed to be headed isn't where we need to be. And we always find that. And, you know, we always remember as well that, you know, yes, we talk about this spiritual path as being the journey, but you can be off the path and always still be where you need to be. You can be off the cattails, off in the forest, off alone wandering. But that wandering is discovery. Discovery of strength, discovery of purpose, right? The path is seemingly that easy direction, and we always seek that, don't we? We always, not to say that we want the easy way, but damn it, sometimes it would be nice not to be encountered with blizzards and storms and holes that we have to dig ourselves out of all the time. But that's the beauty of life for us in the physical world, and Spirit really wants us to acknowledge that this is a time for us to reflect on our decisions and reflect on that and always ask them for guidance. And regardless of your spiritual direction or your belief, you know, there's no right or wrong way. Whoever this is for you, your guides, angels, loved ones, God, the Creator, whatever you see for yourself and you believe in, that is where you find your energy and your strength and your guidance. So know that when you pray or you ask or you meditate or you simply think of what it is that you want, you can have that by simply asking for it. Really beautiful guidance. Thank you, Spirit. My goodness. They're getting heavy right away. Okay. All right. So my guide is laughing and he said, well, let's start out with this. He says, guys, just know that we don't haunt you. We don't watch you in the shower. We don't want you. We don't want to be there watching you have sex. He says, remember that you have to call on us. And he's like, so please don't. He's laughing. He's saying, please don't call on me when you're doing that. Then we will leave you alone. He's still laughing. It's not so much that they haunt us. We may feel that it is haunting. And I'm not talking about dark energies or entities. I'm talking about spirit, white light energy, beauty and purity in the spirits that are connecting with us. Okay, that's a whole other show. But for now, what we feel are, you know, sometimes are those haunted feelings of not recognizing the vibrations or energy, knowing that someone is there or something is there. And maybe sometimes you hear them, their footsteps, you hear doors close. You may hear their voice. You may hear them call your name, right? All of these things, they may, you know, move a pen off the table, just put things in your way. So those aren't technically the haunting. Sometimes it can be disturbing to us if we're not okay with it. And I think we'll get to that in a moment, because that's one of the things I want to talk about. But they're saying that, yeah, we don't haunt you. So when we do hear spirit, okay, we hear their footsteps, we hear them close doors, we might see their shadow. It's them trying to manifest themselves in a way for us to understand, recognize, and acknowledge that they are here. Now, for the most part, when I say for the most part, they are here for love. They are here because we need them. A lot of times it's because we've prayed, we've asked for them to show us a sign that they're here, right? Sometimes we're going through a really difficult time and they begin to manifest themselves so that we can understand that they're here. So knowing that we can hear their footsteps, knowing that we can hear those things, you know, be at ease with that. Talk to the energy. Ask it what it can do for you. Ask it what you're supposed to be paying attention to. Because the funny thing is that when spirit does something, it's because in that moment, we are stuck in our head, in our mindset. So say you're really stressed out about this job, or you're really stressed out about your spouse or partner, or maybe someone is ill in the family, and you're really absorbed in that energy. You're not having the best day, and things are just going awry. Nothing is seeming to fit, right? And it's kind of one problem after another, and you're in that state of this complete disarray, and you say, you know, I just need a sign. I need help, right? And whether you pray for that or you just tell your spouse you need a hand, you need help, you are having a difficult time with this. Yes, you tell your spouse or your family member, your children that, but Spirit hears that too. And they can begin to manifest themselves, especially our loved ones on the other side. Our guides and our angels are more subtle in their energies, and take a lot for us spiritually, on a spiritual level, for us to see them. That's, again, a whole other show. But for the most part, the ones that you will hear, you know, their footsteps, you'll hear their voices, those will likely be your loved ones on the other side. You know, so know that when you do, say, see that feather in your path, just as you're getting out of the car, you've been upset, and you take a step out of the car, and immediately you look down and you see a feather. Well, in that moment, think about what you were just experiencing before you saw the feather. So were you thinking about, you know, what choice you need to make? Well, know that Spirit has answered partially, just to say, we hear you. Here's a feather. I need you to see that we heard you, and we're going to put things in motion for you. So when you see coins, you see the butterflies, you see your symbols from Spirit, from your loved ones, you know, all of those things, you can know then that, okay, perfect, Spirit has heard me. I'm going to meditate, or I'm just going to take a deep breath, or you know what, hell, pour myself a beer, you know. I need to relax a little bit, and I need to let Spirit take care of this for me. And, you know, and it's even coming back to our first question there, was that, you know, when they hear us, then they can help us. But yeah, it's not so much of haunting as it is that they want you to know that they're there. And, you know, I'm just trying to remember what they said. Certainly they're not going to be watching you shower or be intimate in the bedroom. They're not going to watch. You know, it's always kind of the thing that I kind of experience the most from clients is, you know, the ones that are bold enough to ask. Anyway, you know, once they've lost a loved one, and then all of a sudden these things in their world become... Actually, this is also a good question to kind of segue into as well. Sometimes the reception that I get from clients, because I have been blessed to, you know, to have a large number of my family still with me. So I'm very blessed. But the large number of really what I receive is that, you know, well, can they see me? Can they hear me think? Do they understand who I was and what I was doing beforehand, especially if I made some poor decisions, or maybe I told them a fib, or, you know, all of these things? You immediately become self-conscious of your actions, you know, washing the dishes, keeping my clean house. And this is something funny as well. The Spirit is showing me, because I had a client, gosh, this must have been about a year ago now, but she came and she says, you know, my mother-in-law in the physical world, she was just a stickler. She was standing over my shoulder all the time. I had to keep perfect kids and perfect house and this and that. And then when they moved away, her and her husband and her children moved further away from the homestead. And she said that, you know, thank God that I don't have to clean as much as I did before. And I only have to clean when they're coming over. And because it was such like a whole production of how much she was cleaning. And once her mother-in-law had passed, she felt the need to keep cleaning. Like she wore herself sick just from trying to keep up with the house thereafter, because she says, well, can she see the house and is she judging me? Because she's like, all I can think about when I'm wiping down the counter is my mother-in-law watching me from Spirit, critiquing me. And, you know, and in that moment, the mother-in-law, she just put her hands down on her daughter-in-law here with me and said, "Child, it wasn't important, and I know that now." And it was really quite prolific because, you know, and even in our own physical lives, we always wonder, well, what can they see us do? We're self-conscious. It feels like Big Brother is watching, you know? And you don't know. It can cause some unease. You're on better behavior, if you will. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, and even working with couples and relationships and that type of thing, and kind of, I guess, even on the more serious note of that, you know, a lot of times couples have a difficult time being intimate, knowing that their parent has passed. So know that, you know, yes, it's understandable that you feel that way and think that way, but they don't watch you. They don't do that. And even Spirit is saying now again, he says, you know, you have to call upon them if you want them to be there. And, you know, of course they're always there for us at graduations and birthdays and things like that. Like, they know there's a time and a place for that, but they're not going to show up in our intimate moments. You know, if you, and yeah, that's the best way to put it, because my guide here is saying, hopefully you can keep up with with this. I know it's hard when it's over the radio, so I'll do my best to say where I'm getting the information from. So my guide, he says, you know, if you wouldn't invite your mother-in-law into the bedroom when she was alive, she's not going to be coming there now in spirit. So there's boundaries. There's boundaries we had with them in the physical world. There's natural boundaries in spirit. And they don't care. They don't care. They don't care about the house. They don't care about those things. They don't care about anything. There's no judgment, right? Spirit, heaven, and we'll go to that in a moment, because my guide had said that we're going to talk about that. So, you know, those types of energies there, they're busy. On the other side, we're busy here. Don't fear that. You know, remember, you have to call upon them. And, you know, so don't fear that they are watching you. Okay, next question. Okay. So I'm just asking my guide for general advice, and not just my guide, but my spirit team, saying who wants to chime in. And so what she's saying is that you are strong enough to endure all that comes to you. You wrote this story for yourselves. All of your blessings and all of your challenges are the stories that you wrote for yourself. We can overcome them in every lifetime, depending on the choices and decisions we make in every moment. There is a lesson, and there is a gift in everything, dear child. Every thought, decision, and prayer. See the gifts, and see them always, because they are important for you, child. She goes on to say that in these moments when we feel that we are not strong, she says, we understand your strength and you're stronger than you know. And you can endure all of these things that come for you. All of these lessons, all of these things you wrote for yourself, these stories, it's always pushing you to your next lesson, the lessons that you wrote for yourself, the records that we've kept for you to help you and guide you. You wrote these stories. These stories are your Akashic records, and you can access them. We do not tell you what to do. We push you in the direction of your highest good and highest light. Remember, we spoke earlier that when you ask for the prayer, we assess to find out what is for your highest good and highest light, and is it what you wrote for yourself? We give you the free will, child. There is no judgment here. We simply direct you. Stop blaming yourself. Stop blaming your parents, your siblings. Stop blaming your boss, your spouse, and your government for your problems. See these as lessons, child. They come with control, and you control your destiny in this lifetime. Remember that you are only one decision away from greatness. Yeah, I mean, she hit it right on the head, didn't she? It's, we're only one decision away from greatness. I like that. That's the thing, is that it's, again, we write these stories for ourselves. So what she's talking about, and she mentioned the Akashic Records. So when we, and we'll talk about this in a moment because I wanted to talk about the transition that we take from physical world to spirit world, and that's a part of it. So we'll get more into it in a moment. But what I want to acknowledge about this is that these records she speaks of, and you've heard me talk about this before, and I even offer the readings of Akashic Records, but this is that story that while we were in spirit, when we returned home in our last incarnation, we reviewed our life in the physical world. We said, what was it that I wanted to learn, and did I learn it? What lessons did I learn? Where were my joys, my accomplishments, my shortcomings, my pitfalls? What is it that I want to learn now when I come back to the physical world in this next lifetime? What is it that I want? This is who I want in my life. This is the agreement we have made. You know, so my spouse and I, we're going to come back together again, but this time it's going to be easier. We learned our lessons here in the physical world, this last incarnation, and this time it's going to be one of bliss. You know, same thing with every decision that you're making. You know, we write our struggles, and from what Spirit has told me before, is that really the harder the struggles that we're learning in this lifetime, and really, out of, not to say out of all generations, because I feel like every generation has had their difficulties, but I feel like, you know, over the last 30 years, we're really struggling in very different ways, and we're really having an opportunity now to bust through these doors of conformity, of alignment, of making sure that we are all the same, right? And really finding ourselves, finding our own individuality in this physical world. And it's a beautiful thing. And Spirit is helping us do that. And I think that for myself, for the countless others of beautiful men and women that I've worked with who are mediums and healers, and, you know, everyone has expanded from that. And blissfully, blissfully, this is becoming more common, more of a norm. Reiki healing, crystal therapy, it's not so much of an underground thing anymore. And this is because many people like myself wrote this in our stories. We're coming out, we're helping others. And you're beginning to do that. You're beginning to break out of the pattern, find yourself, understand that we're not just here as a physical being living a physical world, and we live and we die and that's it. We understand that in this generation, in the last 20, 30 years, we have purpose. There's a reason for our being. There's a reason for who we are. We're treating our bodies better. We're trying to correct the wrongs that we in our society and others have ultimately created, right? And again, we're not blaming, but we are understanding that this was a story we wrote for ourselves. And many people of my age and over the last, you know, some time, we wrote very hard stories for ourselves, didn't we? Even thinking back to your own life, your own patterns, your own life journeys, your own decisions you had to make were difficult. But you're coming to this point in your life right now, and in this moment, you're understanding that there was purpose to it. And some people, unfortunately, never get that opportunity to understand that we are in control, that we wrote this for ourselves. And the more we wrote for ourselves, the more ascended we are on the other side. The more, and I don't want to say, it's not so much of a hierarchy or a more importance, but there's a greater light and a greater energy around the angels in spirit. When they come back to our physical world and experience great tragedies, you know, they overcome a lot. They're ascended on the other side. They're teachers. They are our guides, right? So they want to learn these things now so they can help others. A lot of times, like myself and other healers and mediums and intuitives, and and social workers, teachers, anyone that's counseling and helping others, we've gone through things in our lives that have set us up to understand the people we're helping. I can look back now and say that at one point or another, I can at least be blessed that I've been through that, because I know I came through it, and if there's something I can do for someone else that helps them, that's my journey and that's my purpose. And so Spirit is doing the same thing. And they're wanting us to understand that all of our decisions right now, we are strong enough to endure them. We are strong enough to overcome them because we wrote this for ourselves. It's our Akashic. So our Akashic records, again, just to quickly touch on that, it's literally that book that we wrote for ourselves, saying these are going to be the things we're going to face in our lifetime. This is probabilities of decisions, right? Because we have free will. So every decision, every step, every thought process that we have manifests into a whole other strain or pathways of energy and of opportunity. So we wrote that for ourselves. We wrote those probabilities, and we are now able to do that in our physical world. So yeah, it's just beautiful in the way she ended it by saying that, you know, we are only one decision away from greatness. It's absolutely fabulous. So never feel that this is all you have, or this is all you'll be, or this is as good as it's going to get, right? Because when we're at our lowest point, that's when we know we're onto something close. Something good is coming for us, and we still have the free will. So if you can believe and understand that you have that free will and you can make those choices, then you will lead a beautiful and fulfilling life. Okay, what's next? Wow, I'm loving this. I'm loving being able to do this because it's deeper, I guess, than what I thought. A lot of times when I connect with Spirit, this is how it works for me in my own personal journey and when I'm writing it down and writing those things down. But I'm loving having this interaction, almost little co-hosts here. I'm loving it. Okay. Yeah, so I want to ask Spirit here now, let's ask the question out loud while I'm connecting with them, because they'll all hear it, right? Whether I say it out loud or I say it in my mindset, they hear it. So I want to ask about the process of transitioning to Spirit here, going home, if you will, after our physical death. Yes, so... Okay, so I right now I have my grandmother here with me on my mother's side. So my grandma Miller here is with me. And she is one of my, not necessarily one of my guides, but she's certainly a large part of my spirit team. She's watching over me always, and she's been a big part of my journey. And so you've heard me, likely have heard me many times talk about my grandma Miller, but she is certainly with me. And even if you'll see on my website and things, she's always my yellow rose. She is my little yellow rose. So when you see that, you know it's her. Okay, so yeah, what she's saying is, she says that, well, when we come, yeah, when we are in spirit, we come to the physical world and we select a vessel, our body. We come into this body, we're born, and we live our lives in this body, in this vessel. We take care of it as best as we can. And when it's our time, when our body is done, she says, when our life cycle is complete, we return to the spirit world. We return home. And she says, during that transition, yeah, and she says, for many, it's different in the aspect of how we pass, but she says, we all transition in a similar way. Because she's going to share stories of, okay, she's going to share stories as well of other spirit energies, but she's going to explain her transition, and then she's going to explain the transition of spirits, I guess, in general, and other ways that we can see that. So she says, when it was my time, she says that I was with family, and I acknowledged and knew they were there. And she says that... when my physical body was done, she says, you knew that my spirit was above me. I had left my spirit, I had left my physical body, and I stayed with them for a few moments, and then I crossed over. She says, so when we cross over, she says, our energy, she says that she witnessed, okay, thank you. So what she's saying is, she says, when everyone was around, before her body physically passed, so she did not feel pain. She says, I did not feel anything. I did not feel pain. I didn't experience my body physically passing. I had already risen from my body and was watching and with my family in that moment when I passed. So my soul had already been removed, she says, and I did not experience pain. I did not suffer. And so she's above her body. She spends, she says, I spent a few moments, but what I'm feeling is likely a few hours. And then she says, when the last said goodbye, then that's when she left. And she left in that moment. She went straight to spirit. She said, I went straight to heaven. And she says, when I went, she said, as I left my physical body, she says, it's as though I am standing in the doorway to spirit and watching over the physical world. So she could see what was going on in the physical world, but she knew her body and her soul had crossed. So her soul, her energy had crossed, and she was waiting to go to spirit. She says, at my back, behind me, she says, my loved ones, my ancestors, my guides and angels were there to guide me and bring me home. And so she says that there was great joy in the reuniting of family and of loved ones. And it was a beautiful experience for her. And it allowed her to get to work immediately. She says, I'm busy, busy. And as she always was in the physical world, she never stopped moving. But she's in spirit and she's showing me. And she says, immediately I wanted to know what I needed to do. And so she goes to her book and she's standing there in a circle. She's showing me in a circle with her guides and angels. At this point, her loved ones are not with her when they're reading her book, her record. She's standing there with her guides and her angel, and they're reviewing her life in that moment. And she kind of starts, this is funny, so I don't know if she does this in the physical world, but she starts at the very back of the book, going from what's recently happened back to the past, which is interesting. A lot of times people will just like open the book and see where they were in that moment. She starts from the back and works backwards. Interesting. So she's doing that and she's appreciating all of these things. So she's seeing the joy and the love and everything that she's experiencing, the decisions that she has made. She's experiencing all of these things. And then she just begins to, yeah, it's like she's reminiscing, so she wants to go back. It's like she's looking for the date when all of these special things happened, and so she can review those days. There's many days, she says. There's many days to review. And I wasn't expecting that. Sorry, I'm just going to take a moment. Darn it. She shows me my wedding day. And she had passed before we had gotten married. She's never shown me this before. Okay. She's flipping back in the book and she stops on my wedding day. And in my flowers, I had designed my bouquet specially for her, and I had my favorite flowers, and then I had yellow roses for her. And yellow roses were kind of incorporated everywhere, and even in my brother's wedding. But there, it was in my bouquet that she's showing me. So she's acknowledging that she was there. So she's reviewing those days. Oh my goodness. Well, now it's now I see what it's like to be on the other side of these readings. Okay. Whew. Okay, take a deep breath. Here we go. So she's talking about all of these days, and she says there's so many days, so many beautiful days. And then she just stops and she's like, okay, this is enough for now. And she can immediately begin to hear. She hasn't been in spirit long, and she can begin to hear everyone's prayers. She said it was a beautiful sound to be able to hear them. I've never heard spirit explain this to me in this way. So it's beautiful that she's sharing this with us. Okay. I can hear family members. I can recognize most of these voices. I can hear them. People are asking for help, and they're crying, and they're asking for her to come back. And they're talking to her. They're talking to her a lot. And families gathered. And she's happy that everyone was gathered. She says, I'm happy everyone had gathered. That's what I wanted. And so from that moment, what she's showing me is that when we go to spirit, we begin to hear you right away. And they can begin to help you. She went to the physical world, leaving her physical body behind. Her spirit body is much the same. She chose to keep it. She's still very petite. And when I say petite, I think, my God, I think like my grandma had to have been like 4'8". Like, and I'm short. I'm 5'3". And grandma was just, you could just pick her up and put her in a purse. Like, it was this, she was so sweet. And so she's kept that body. She's a little taller. But her hair is still perfect. She had a poofy little curly hair, and it was perfect. It was always like that. Her eyebrows, everything's perfect. And so she still wears glasses, and she still has her white blouse and her black pants, and she still irons them every day. So she's kept her body. She says, some of us don't, but she enjoys herself. She enjoys her body, and she enjoys getting older, and so she's absorbed that. So she's really coming into herself, remaining her current age when she passed. So that's really what she's doing. She's loving it. So she's not feeling any physical ailments. She's healthy. She's spry. She's just amazing. She's like, I still walk everywhere. Yeah. And so when we're walking and we're doing our day to day, she's walking with us. So no family who's listening, if there's family that's listening, know that she's walking with you. But she says when we get to spirit, we get to acknowledge those things. We get to see, and she says it's not so much that we see, it's that we see it in a new way, almost as though we would use our third eye. She says, I can hear you. When you're asking for me, I can hear you. And in those moments is when I can experience your essence. I can feel your emotions. I can feel it. And she says, give that to me. This is what I'm here to do. When you are sad, when you are stressed, when you are angry, when you're having a difficult time. And she says, this is for everyone. She says, everyone in the spirit world is saying the same thing. She says, we all say this. So she says, when you have these difficulties, ask your loved ones to take it away. She says, we can take it. It's as though, she says, it's as though we're coming down, giving you a warm blanket, and we ask God, we ask the Creator to take your worries away. We don't absorb them, she says. We don't absorb them, so it's not bothering us. We simply take them away. So this is about helping you to heal, and that's certainly what they are there to do. They're helping us transition. They are helping us get through their passing. And then they get to work right away. And so what she's saying is, when I'm getting to work, she says, I'm reviewing my life. the things that I have done and didn't do and should have done and couldn't have done, all of these things. And she's writing her story, and she says, we'll all be back again. She says, I'm waiting, and we're all coming back. And that's often what happens, and when I'm just letting her step back now. So really when I'm connecting, thank you, Grandma. Really what I'm doing is when I'm connecting with people's loved ones, and I'm talking to them about, okay, well, you know, show me, what was your life like here in the physical world, and what, you know, what would you have done differently next time? And so that's how it communicates. That's what they're talking about when they say, well, you know, I can now understand how I made someone feel this way, and next time it's going to be better. I'm waiting for you so we can experience our next incarnation together as something different, as something better. Okay. On that note, I kind of want to ask, let's see what Spirit has to say. Okay, Spirit team, can you explain to me and to the viewers what heaven is like? So they're kind of coming together as a collective, almost like a board of members. And really what they're telling me, he's saying that heaven is here. It's all around us. It's just that we are at a higher vibrational frequency. Here there is no evil, no good, no bad, simply love. He says the good and bad that we feel as heaven or hell doesn't exist. And he says that we put that label on that because we feel that there's a service. Either you're a good person or you're a bad person. But he says in Earth, in your physical incarnation as humans in this human race, in this universe, this is the universe that experiences good and evil. That is simply a mindset of ego, where we live in ego. He says, in heaven, we live with no ego. It is simply love. There is no judgment. Good and bad, good and evil, is a figment of ego, of a judgment of your ego. So with no ego, there's no classifications of good or bad. It's all simply love. And that is all around you. That's why sometimes you can see us. Those of you with higher vibrational abilities to communicate with us and see us in these fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensions, you can see that. We are around you. Heaven is here. And heaven is home. It's just a name you've given to home. So there is no heaven. There is no hell. It's simply home. Simply where we are as a spiritual, higher vibrational energy. Beautiful. So, yeah, okay then. And I mean, and certainly that's certainly what, you know I've asked that question myself a lot of Spirit and asking, you know, what is it like? What does it look like? You know, a lot of clients will say, well, you know, are there the gates? Is it, you know, up in the clouds? Is there a, you know, pearly white mansion? I think it's always dependent on, you know, what your own belief is, and that brings you comfort and joy and purpose. So keep believing that. It's the same thing as when we're working with the Akashic Records. We all see the Akashic Records differently. Some of us, myself, I feel it as a vibrational frequency of a knowing. I feel like there's a record, and I feel like there's a lot of energy, a heavy, not a heavy as a negative way, but heavy as in thick substance, right? Substantial energy is there in front of me, and I know that I can piece it together. For others, they get themselves into the records by seeing, and they experience in their journeys, they experience, you know, the white marble floors, big pillars, and books on bookcases, like a library as far as you can see. It's your own experience. And I think that sometimes we put that visualization into our journey because we feel our brain wants that confirmation of where we're going, if that makes sense, of what's familiar, right? And I think that's why, you know, we often will feel like heaven is the place where we go, we're ascending on the clouds, we're met at the pearly gates, all of these things. I think really what it is that as we're transitioning, and even I guess Grandma showed me that, but I never explained it, was that you know, when we leave our physical bodies, we do experience that being able to watch over our bodies and our family and whoever's there, however we pass, we get to experience that. And it's as though we have that doorway and we turn around through the doorway and we can see the doorway in an essence that it's floating above family or where we are, our physical body when we've passed. But we can't see through the door. It's a bright light, is what Grandma showed me. It's a bright light. And the closer you get to the doorway, the more you begin to ascend, really. And as you come into that doorway, you're surrounded by white light and love. And the white light is that symbol, I guess, for love, because you don't just see the light, you feel it. Yeah, it's this feeling of love. And then you get to begin to then see and feel family and everyone is there. But you are still experiencing this earthbound energy. It's just in a very different way. Does that make sense? I hope so. I hope so. Because it's such a thing, right? When you, because you don't know, we all haven't seen that yet. Right? And I mean, some people who have had near-death experiences and things like that will be able to come back and explain to us the same way. But that's just really what Grandma has shown me, is that, yeah, that in, and even coming back to what he had said was that, you know, that heaven is all around us on those dimensional levels. So, you know, yeah, it's that ability is to why we can feel spirits around us. We just have to raise that vibration. You hear me talk about that all the time. We're raising our vibration so that we can see them or hear them or experience them. So, and that's why we talk about that, you know, that we have the ability or had the ability as infants to see and experience that as some of us, you know, disconnected from that source, right? So, yeah. That, I guess, in a nutshell, if you could only take 5 minutes to explain it, is what heaven is like. Okay, so let's see if I had any other questions. I had jotted down here a couple things. Okay, so we talked about the transition. Okay, yes. So I know how this works, but a lot of my clients have asked me. So, okay, Spirit, tell the viewers this evening how it is that you communicate with me through cards, crystals, and all my healing tools. Okay, so my main guide is coming forward and he says, what we do, he says, as you know, is Deanna will raise her vibration and begin her mantra. And when we know that she is speaking to us, she talks about the highest good and the highest light for yourself and everyone involved. And as we feel her coming closer, we open that door for communication. We meet each other halfway, he says, and we're then able to communicate. Now, I show Deanna symbols. I show her feeling, meaning. So I can, she allows me to come into her body and I show her through her chakra system, through health ailments. If she doesn't know what the body part is, so say if she didn't know where the spleen was, I would just highlight those areas for her. I might make her feel pain. Certainly if it's a loved one on the other side, then the loved one may make them feel heart attack. They might make her feel cancer in certain areas of her body. They might make her feel lightheaded or incoherent, or make her taste medication, alcohol, drugs, if that was something that they had passed from. Deanna allows us to come in through her physical being into her energy and allows us to show her those things so she can relay them to her client or our loved ones that are there to speak with us. When we're talking about cards, we allow our energy to come through. And it's as though it comes through her crown. She asks us, come through my crown, she says, and out through her hands. And so we come out through her fingertips. much like little strings of little lasers of energy. And when she lays out her cards, sometimes you'll see her shuffle and sometimes she'll just say, okay, just pull them out and you'll see them just toss out from the deck as she's shuffling. Those are the ones that are important to your message, guys. Those ones are the ones we want you to talk about. That's our message to you. Sometimes Deanna feels the need to fan them out and lay them out poker style, and we begin to then pick them out one by one through her fingertips. Deanna will often feel tingling or feel heat. The hotter the heat, the more important the card. So we have her pinpoint. It's not just a generalization of cards. She could split them into 20 piles, and I will tell her the pile and what card it is, that what you need this evening for your reading. So that's how we work. Not only do we pick those particular cards, but I'll ask her to pick specific decks based on the energy of that deck. So there's a very clear distinction between how we communicate with Deanna and the tools. And really for her, it's just a tool that she utilizes as a physical manifestation of our messages for you, so that you can see and get that visual validation. So Deanna, you'll often see her use crystals based on their vibration or personal meaning. We can also send the information through pendulums. She has used runes, that type of thing, all work in the same way. It's all a very connected energy. We have spent a lot of time with Deanna on adjusting and becoming attuned with each individual card, not just the deck itself, but she spends a lot of time with each individual card. And we, as her spirit team, when she goes through each of the cards with any new deck she receives, she spends time with it and she asks us, what is this important? What does each card mean to spirit, her spirit team? And then certainly herself. And that's how we communicate. Sometimes we show her numbers. Sometimes we show her dates. A lot of times if we are wanting her to tell the client about a specific birth date or anniversary or maybe the day that we passed, we'll show her a calendar and we'll quickly rip off the months. And then we circle the day or the day of the week, the day of the month, what have you. Sometimes we show her through seasons. Really it's whatever the client and her are open to. And then certainly as her guide, we work with the loved one as well to make sure that the loved one's personality comes through. So if they spoke a certain way or had a certain laugh or, you know, preferred to show what maybe they didn't communicate in the end and they wanted to show her through video process or photographs, Deanna will receive messages in multiple ways. So we do our best to a game, if you will, with her so that she can relay our messages. But really how that works is it's a deep communication and a deep connection that we have with Deanna, and that's how we work with her tools, and that's how she conducts her readings. So there's a lot of energy that we utilize as spirits and that she utilizes as the reader or our conduit for our messages. It takes a lot of energy on all our behalfs for us to do that, but really no matter what tools she uses, even if it's automatic writing or channeling as you're seeing or listening to now, this is that energy that she's experiencing for you. Perfect. Okay. I thought there was going to be something else. I was waiting for him. I thought he was going to say something else. Okay. So yeah, that's really it. It's, you know, and you'll see me fan them sometimes. I'll be shuffling decks and I'll be like, not feeling this one, and you'll see me walk over to the shelf and grab a new one. And I use my hands a lot. Like, I'll use the energy in my palms and I'll ask, well, which crystal does my client need for their healing? What, you know, even with the malas that I've made, which one do they need? What tools do they need? It's all about pairing you guys, my clients and my listeners, with what it is that you need in that moment for your journey. So it has nothing to do with me or what I'm selling. I provide a variety of things because I create them with the intention that someone, I'm creating this, what is its purpose for being? So for instance, you know, this kind of ties into how I'm communicating with spirit, is that spirit will say, for instance, let's go through the process because this would be interesting, I think, for you guys to know. So when I create anything, whether it's a dream catcher, a smudge fan, my sage bundles have the same energy that goes into it. The malas, the bracelets, anything I create and that I have available for you guys. I feel the need somehow or some, I mean, I know it comes from spirit. Spirit asks me to create something. And then I say, well, what do they need? And they'll say, well, you know, Susan prayed and Susan needs something to get her through this energy. She's having a difficult time with depression or this, that, and the other thing, whatever it is. I'm going to send Susan to you. But you need to create something for Susan. I need you to create a mala that has these specific gemstones. I need it to look a certain way so she'll be appealed to purchasing it or drawn to it for some reason. And I need you to have this available. And I need you to create that. So I do. Every time I feel the need to create malas, I was using it for myself. And Spirit says, you need to create these. There's more people that need them. So I did. You know, I sat with Spirit and I said, well, okay, these ones here are the crystals that I think we need. And then, of course, I did a poll anyway to involve you guys and say, okay, well, what is it that we truly need? Kind of as a backup, which I should never second guess Spirit. But I really wanted to know what you guys would be interested in. So, you know, really working hand in hand with that. And then once then each of the items are on display and ready for you guys to purchase. For me, it's always like, well, it is what it is. People will find it when they need it the most. And if you've worked with me before, you know that, you know, it's, I could have one 15 minute reading, you know, at that expo, or I could have 65 over the weekend. It doesn't matter to me. If someone needed their message or someone needed to buy a mala or someone needed something for their healing journey, they'll be sent to me. And that's why I also felt the need to do the Akashic Records, to do the crystal healing, Reiki, like all of these things, so I could provide these services because I heard Spirit say they need you. And that's what I did. And so it's, yes, it's about building a business. And ultimately, in this world, we have to earn a living. But it's not for that purpose. For me, I put my love and my purpose into providing the things that you need the most because Spirit heard you and somehow they're using this and this platform, be it here, YouTube, my, you know, my Facebook page, somehow you're going to find it and you're going to find your guidance, love, and healing. And that's, you know, you see it. You see it all over my website. That's who I am. That's what I do. I provide messages and tools for your healing journey, for love, guidance, and healing. And that everything I do is a communication from Spirit. So when you see that mala, or you see that rune set, or you see the crystal healing, and these are the crystals I have available, it's that Spirit heard your prayers and are now giving you the tools that you need. They're using me to help you. So that's how I operate, and that's how Spirit works. So when they talk to me, that's what we're doing. And oftentimes, too, it's kind of interesting because I purchased a tarot deck quite some time ago. Never used it. Didn't know why I was drawn to purchase it. Didn't know why I wanted it. And it sat on my shelf for some time. And then all of a sudden, I'd had some client bookings. But then all of a sudden, I felt the need to just pick this one deck up and start using it. And so I re-cleansed it because I always cleanse and connect with my decks. And I think Spirit had talked to you about that, of how I connect with each individual card and I meditate and I pray with them and things to connect with Spirit. And so I had been using this deck, you know, not at all, but then I started using it for my own readings, just playing around. I said, well, you know, this poor deck has been sitting on my shelf, hasn't been used, and I'm just going to start playing around with it. And even at that point, I wasn't attached to it. And so I put it back away. And then the next client reading that I had, I sat down, grabbed my go-to cards. Like I felt, okay, this is strong energy. I sat down. I shuffled three separate decks of cards. And I must have looked like I'm an idiot. But the poor client, she, you know, she was a good sport. But I was sitting there shuffling the first deck. I'm like, no, this isn't, I'm not feeling it. Nothing's coming out. I'm not feeling it. And even coming back to how spirit communicates, right? So then I grab my second deck, my go-to, my Hanson Roberts. Shuffle, 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 nothing. And I think, well, Jesus, am I not going to be able to connect at all? Like, I can feel spirit, I can see them there, but they're not saying a goddamn thing. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And I kind of started to sweat. My ego started to come into it. And so my spirit guide is like, no, stand up, go get the deck. I'm like, what deck? And so I put my hand out and I'm going over my shelf. I'm saying, okay, well, show me which one you want. And all of a sudden there was heat over this one deck I hadn't touched until a few days beforehand. Pulled that out and just the messages were just flying through. And to this day, that woman has had readings with me probably 5 or 6 times now in this last year. And every time, spirit chooses that deck. So it's for her. I don't use it in my personal readings, and I've never used it for anyone else. I don't even pack it when I go and do expos or readings. And for me, it's just like, well, that's her deck. That's for Anne. That's Anne's. Because, yeah, it's just, that's just the way it works. And that's how spirit communicates with me. And so I very much go with the flow of how spirit communicates with me through my healing tools. I go with the flow, and you know, you'll hear me say, even I just do what I'm told. I'm working for spirit in that moment, and so I do what I'm told. So yeah, so that's how I guess I communicate with them through my cards and my tools. I really like the cards. It's not so much about my primary, you know, style of communication anymore, but I mean, I still get quite a few card readings and things, and certainly that's what I do when I go out to expos and things. But yeah, the cards, that's how I started using one of the tarot oracle decks there of Doreen Virtues, and then I just started getting into the tarot, and I just love the structure of it. And I think a lot of it too is just learning something new that was so detailed and so in depth. Like, I enjoyed learning the tarot. And that's something too as well that I really want to get into now, learning the Lenormand style of reading and the Lenormand tarot, like the traditional playing card aspect of it too. And certainly now I'm dabbling in runes, and I've been working with runes for about a year now, and I'm just letting that flow organically really too. Like, I don't sit and study it. I just kind of, I get the feel of when I need it the most. And runes have been amazing so far for me. I'm loving learning that too. So yeah, it's just been about expanding and connecting with spirit in a different way. And crystals have become a major part of my communication. And for the most part through healing, because I've been doing healings with crystals now for some time. And now I'm offering it as a service. But the crystals are just a beautiful way of spirit to allow that energy to come through for healing. And I'm really enjoying the healing part of my practice, being able to do more than, you know, not, I don't want to say just tarot or just mediumship, but I'm really enjoying the Reiki and the Akashic Records and all of this. Like, it's so important for our journeys to have these tools available to us to help us explain, you know, even this radio show, the topics, you know, about understanding we have the strength, right? They said we have the strength to get through all of these decisions and all of these things we wrote for ourselves, right? So for me to understand that, I learned the Akashic Records, right? So it's always been about my development so that I can understand spirit more. And so it's a beautiful tool to have available. And knowing that we have that connection with spirit is just absolutely fabulous. And so, you know, I'm certainly even in this moment thanking spirit and thanking my loved ones on the other side, grandma who came through, you know, for us to help share this information with the collective. So with you guys, it's what this channel and this, you know, this radio show has been about, is, you know, is doing that. And I love the aspect here, and I think I'm gonna bring my guides and angels as co-hosts from now on, because I kind of enjoyed this. So well, not kind of, my goodness, I did. I fully enjoyed this. So certainly if you liked the style as well, you know, pop it in the comments, you know, message me on Facebook as well. All the links are available to my other pages, so please check it out, and I'd love to hear from you. And certainly if you'd like more information on any of my services, you can visit my website, divinereadingsbyd.com. And visit my, you can as well message me or email me at divinereadingsbyd@gmail.com. Thank you guys so very much. It's been a beautiful, beautiful session to communicate with spirit. I knew I certainly needed that today. What a beautiful way to end my day. So thank you for joining me today on Deanna Butcher Spirit Talk Radio, and we will see you next time. Many blessings.